Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and I'm broadcasting to you live from the beautiful city of San Francisco, and we have a wonderful guest today, Tosca Reno. We're going to be talking about the Eat Clean diet. Now, what you're going to be able to do is rev up your metabolism. You won't be going hungry. You're going to actually enjoy the foods that you're going to be able to eat. And we're also going to be sharing some delicious recipes. Tosca Reno, welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Well, I'm doing wonderfully. Now, you are up in Canada. Where are you?
Yes, I am north of Toronto, actually where the film festival is at the moment.
Amazing.
Wonderful weather.
Oh, I know. It's just absolutely been gorgeous. I wanted to mention to my audience that you were born in Quebec, and you graduated from Queen's University.
That's right.
And also from Toronto's York University.
That's right.
You write a monthly column for a woman's fitness magazine, Oxygen, and you're on their advisory board. And your story, I know many people in my audience would be able to relate to. Lord knows I have. But tell us about how you went through your own weight problems. What was it that you experienced?
Well, I struggled with my weight, as so many women and men can identify with, unfortunately, all too frequently these days, it seems. And I got to a point where I was looking at numbers that, 200 pounds of weight, and I'm not a person that could live with that kind of a condition, let's put it that way. I had let things get out of control. I was an emotional eater. I had been married for 17 years and had three beautiful daughters, but I was filling the emptiness inside of me with food, and because I realized I was empty. My marriage was going in the wrong direction. It had been physically, emotionally, and even financially abusive.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to call a stop to things. And Donna, it was a photograph of me at the summertime with my children that made me realize I was really in a bad place and I had to make the madness stop.
Wow. Well, I want my audience to know that to look at you, that in your wildest dreams you would never imagine that you had been 200 pounds. In fact, in your book of the Eat Clean Diet,
you tell
right at the front part of the book how you, after you had trimmed down, you were pushing a grocery cart, and this woman was watching you, and she almost ran into everything because she was just staring at you. And she said to you, "I just wanted to know what you do to look like you do. You just look great, and I want to look like you."
Yeah, that's what she said, and she came up to me and touched me because she wanted to feel like, is that real?
Mm-hmm.
And then she apologized and she said, "Oh my goodness, I don't want you to think I'm funny that way, but I'm mesmerized. I can't believe that anybody could look this way, and I'm watching what you're putting into your grocery cart, and I think I have to make some changes because I'm not putting the same things in my own cart, and look how I look, and look how you look."
Now, it's not just food, though. Food is significant and it is important, but there was a lot of things that went into this play of change, because one, you had to acknowledge that you wanted to make the change, and two, then there were different steps that you decided to do, and one of them was not starvation.
That's right.
What happened? What made you make your choices? Because nobody beat you over the head to do this.
No, I was, forgive the pun, hungry to learn and to make change.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got my ideas about clean eating from a group of people who practice this way of eating a lot. And they happen to be the extreme of what you and I might like, which is the muscle-bound bodybuilder types.
Oh,
and
yes.
Figure and fitness. Now, I actually learned how to eat clean by preparing for my very first bodybuilding competition at the age of 42.
Holy Moses, yes. At 42 you decided you were going to go in for bodybuilding?
Well, I didn't. It was put to me as a challenge. For 1 minute, I did not believe that I could get up on stage in a suit that fit in the palm of my hand and hope that I would give myself some dignity up there. But, I was ready to embrace something different, and I was ready to embrace the lifestyle that went with it. And predominantly, that was changing the way I ate. And, Donna, I had to make changes because I wasn't feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
I was hypoglycemic. I was overweight. I was tired. I was unfit. I was sweaty all the time. And making those healthy eating changes, lifestyle changes, I adopted a new way of eating, and I became a healthier individual. And, you know, the magic of this way of eating was so captivating and so arresting to me because I could feel my body making changes. I could see it, but I could feel it. And that, to me, just, I was stunned. So I was hooked. I mean, you know, you didn't have to beat me over the head, as you say. I was ready.
All right, now here you are, a 42-year-old woman. You've had children.
Three children.
And you are not feeling so hot. Here you decide, this is something I can get involved with. The support, what kind of support did you have for this? Because it takes a tremendous amount of discipline.
It does. and there are times where, the eating is such a different way of eating that you think, is this worth it? But the support I had came from a man who befriended me at the time and who is pretty much the king of bodybuilding and fitness, and that is Robert Kennedy. And he's also the publisher of my books. He taught me the discipline of clean eating and the discipline of training the body. And so that support was critical. Of course, at the same time, I was leaving what I knew, what was familiar, which was my then husband. But it was almost as if I could pit the unmet needs against the iron, against the gym equipment, and against the eating, rather than get angry and succumb and be one of those bitter people. I had a place to put it, and boy, did I ever put it there.
Mm-hmm.
And initially, I didn't have the support of my children either, because they saw that I was changing, and that frightened them. They wanted, I was sort of the Martha Stewart mom, you know, if anybody needed brownies, it was me, and I had a neighbor who had a sign on her house, and it was, you know, one of those Ghostbuster signs with a slash through it. Said, Martha Stewart doesn't live here. She lives next door. And that was how people thought of me.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So initially that was frightening for them, but then they saw that I was so much happier and that I had some sort of, not power, but a confidence that wasn't there before. And they started to worry less about mom. And they saw that I was able to take care of myself in a healthy way. And this gave them their own confidence. Suddenly I was doing the right things, you know, in a different kind of way, which was really empowering for my daughters as well.
Now, you went from 200 pounds. You lost a substantial amount of weight. You absolutely look wonderful today. With that, though, many times people are told, especially women,
yes,
when you're losing weight and you are exercising, you're still going to have the flab. That was not the case with you. You didn't have to go through body surgery.
I did not do that. I think you're talking about or implying things like a tummy tuck or liposuction,
sure,
and that sort of thing, yes. And, Donna, I'd like to think that it was the clean eating that made the difference, and I believe it was, because when I started eating these foods, these high-powered, high-quality foods that fueled my body in an entirely different way, I didn't feel the same way that I felt before, tired and sluggish and sloppy and kind of flapping over my pants. I felt vibrancy and energy, and I felt that the food was nourishing me from the inside out in a way that I hadn't been able to do before with other food choices I had made. And that's because I was depending on this lean protein and complex carbs from fresh fruits and vegetables and whole grains. And there's a little story I know about, I did some research about lean protein, and I know protein itself has had a bad rap because, you know, too much protein's not good, not enough protein's not good, but protein is the magic food for speeding up the metabolism and healing the body. And they had did this test some years ago, well, many years ago, with burn patients, where they gave a test group extra protein in their diet in the form of egg whites,
mm-hmm.
and then another group less of the protein. And those people who were given egg whites in their diets healed 50% quicker than the others. So I knew that the protein was going to be able to fix and tighten and do something for my skin that I hadn't been doing correctly before. And so my belief is that these foods, this combination of lean protein and complex carbs, is what drove the change to go as successfully as it did, because I didn't have to do any kind of surgery in that respect. Now, can I make a little confession?
Sure.
Okay. I got very lean, and so that was a good thing, but what I wasn't prepared for was the fact that I lost a lot of my breast tissue, because that is, of course, a fatty tissue.
Yes, absolutely.
So I was left with, and I'll say this nicely, basically just nipples and pockets, because I did lose so much weight. So that is the one thing that I did make a change to, and I'm going to confess that to you, because I get asked that question. And so I did have breast augmentation surgery about 2 years after I made the big changes, but that was from my reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Just to balance out the body, and I want to be honest. I've been given a platform from which to speak, and I feel I should be honest with people about that.
Well, I think that's good. Now, you have a number of things in your book. One of them, a couple of points. You have the 10 best metabolism hyping tips, and you also include strength training.
Yes.
And I think people like Mr. Kennedy, Mr. Weider, were just like Paul Bragg, Jack LaLanne, they have been trying to educate people for so long about nutrition. In fact, they were in the forefront regarding nutrition.
That's right.
And it's only been recently where women have been encouraged to participate in the bodybuilding environment because they can do it.
Yep.
And their bodies respond differently. But you don't get pumped up, ladies. Those of you that are listening, you're not going to look like an Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No,
that's not what happens with women.
That's right.
Let's talk a little bit about the 10 best metabolism hyping tips. Tell us about those.
Aha. Those tips are surprisingly so simple and so easy to do, you would be stunned. And one of the first things I love to encourage folks to do is to increase your water intake. If you're a sort of a normally active person, you need at least 2 liters of water a day. And if you're a very busy person and you've added weight training or other forms of exercise to your lifestyle, you need at least 3 liters and sometimes more. And that gets your body flushed, clean, hydrated, and the perfect place for your metabolism to burn efficiently. The next thing you do is you eat more. And this always stuns people. I'm sure your listeners are thinking, my goodness, is she serious? You eat more. You eat more frequently. You don't eat more quantity of food, but you just spread your food, your meals, over the course of the day so that you're eating every 3 hours. And I'm very serious about this. If you miss a meal, it's almost worse than missing a workout. And the reason for that is because the body is supremely programmed. And if the body senses some danger of, say, an oncoming famine because you've skipped a meal, it goes into safety mode, which is, okay, well, we'll just hold on to those calories a little extra harder, and that is where we get into trouble with yo-yo dieting.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get in the habit of nourishing ourselves frequently, regularly, and consistently.
And that means that you have to take a different approach, because one of the things that you did for this is that you made a point of having like a cooler that you took every single day. What is a typical day for you like? I mean, there are so many people that are going to say, I am, especially women, they're up in the morning if they're working full time, they've got to drop the kids off at daycare, they're at the office or they're doing various things, and then they have to look at what they're going to feed the family.
That's right.
I mean, it's just a vicious circle. How did you deal with this? I mean, you had 3 kids of your own.
That's right, and a career that went from 0 to 60 in a very short order. So what I learned how to do was I'm an efficient person, and I don't want to use the word cheating, but I learned how to cheat my meals. In other words, what I would do is instead of grilling one chicken breast, I would grill several. Instead of grilling one turkey breast, I would do 2. Instead of 1 dozen eggs, I would boil the whole dozen. I would make the basis of salads, for example, things like quinoa and brown rice and beans, I would make those in quantity so that I could use them as a base to create other salads from, or fillings for wraps, or sides for a warm meal. And so I always had planned leftovers lying around, so I was sure that I would never have to reach for the wrong thing when I wanted to nourish myself in a hurry. And I just got efficient about it, and I would make things like, you know, slow cooker meals that I got really good at. And I'm so excited to tell you this, Donna. You're going to be the first to know, but my cookbook, the follow-up Eat Clean Diet Cookbook, has just released and is available. I think you can pre-order them. It's number 5 on the Amazon bestseller list, and the book hasn't even hit the stores yet.
How fabulous.
And I'm so excited. And this is what I think people have been waiting for, to round out their clean eating. But a lot of my tips and my recipes are in there so you too can live this way without feeling like it's getting the better of you. And that's what you want. You want success.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely
so,
true.
Yeah, so I learned how to work the system to my advantage, and I've shared those tips both in my first book, the Eat Clean Diet book, as well as in the upcoming cookbook.
Now talk about the phytochemicals that you have found out about. These are things that are a fairly recent discovery. They've always been here, present in foods. But tell us how they affect the body, because you give a lot of information in the Eat Clean Diet book. What is it that phytochemicals do?
Phytochemicals are plant nutrients, plant-based nutrients that sustain the body in the healthiest of ways. For example, I talk about the fact that blueberries or any kind of berries are superfoods, right? And they seem to be endowed with this extra special ability to make the body healthy, and that's because they contain antioxidants. They're plentiful with antioxidants and fiber. I also talk about tomatoes with their own phytonutrients called lycopene, which we've started to see the value of that in decreasing certain kinds of cancer, or at least assisting in ameliorating cancers. Another one I talk about is flaxseed. It's a tiny seed, but it packs a mighty punch.
Mm-hmm.
And I read a statistic somewhere that if we just added, every one of us in North America added 1 tablespoon of ground flaxseed to our diet, we wouldn't have a health deficit situation, because the seed itself is a food, but it contains lignans, essential fatty acids, fiber, nutrients from plants that make the body healthy and work better. And it helps to keep the digestive system clean. The whole gut becomes cleaned out with nature's tiny little power that it has in these seeds. I like to liken it to like the nature's scrub brush.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is what I mean by phytochemicals, harnessing the power of plant foods to nourish the body. And again, I'm going to talk about the way the skin suddenly reflects this health and vitality, and your hair grows, your eyes sparkle. If you have blemishes, the skin clears up. The body tightens. You don't have jiggly things hanging off the back of your arms and things, because we start to look like the food we eat. Have you ever thought about that? If you eat lots of donuts, you kind of end up looking like a donut. And if you eat lots of veggies and these carbohydrates and lean protein, you look very much like a person who means business with their food. You get hard and lean, and you have curves in the right places, and you're just a finely tuned machine with this wonderful food.
Now, you have a couple of different things in here. I want to mention something about the clean eating porridge recipe you've got. This is real simple. I'm just going to read it quickly. 1/4 cup each of rolled oats or oat bran, rye flakes, barley flakes, and ground flaxseed,
mm-hmm.
And then 1 cup of water for that, a teaspoon
well,
is
the
enough.
Well, the water quantity has to be increased, and I believe that was a print error. We need to make that about 3 cups of water, because you're talking about a lot of grains there. I actually posted that error, thanks for bringing it up, on my Eat Clean Diet website, because I don't want folks to run into trouble with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 3 cups of water.
Yeah.
Teaspoon of vanilla, 1/4 teaspoon each of cinnamon and nutmeg, mm-hmm. 1/4 cup of slivered almonds, and 1 medium grated apple.
Mm-hmm.
And you just bring it to a boil, let it simmer until it's real smooth and nice and thick, and serve it.
And serve it.
And serve it. And, you know, that's, gee whiz, you can take 1/2 cup of oatmeal all by itself, because I've done this,
yes.
And add, you know, like almost 1.5 cups of water, and if you have flaxseed in there, things like that, then yep. what happens is that the water is absorbed by
Amazing.
All of that. So it's
yep.
so healthy for the body.
And this is what these grains are doing in the digestive tract, if you can picture it as well. They're absorbing all the liquid, and which is why I'm telling you to drink lots of water, and they're creating that fullness in the body, which is wonderful for offsetting those blood sugar swings that we don't want to have.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And that recipe makes enough that if you're just a single person eating that, you could have that every day for breakfast, but it's, you know, you can make it in one punch and you're ready to go.
That's right. Also, you mentioned Ezekiel bread.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel bread is something I don't find many people know very much about. What is Ezekiel bread, and why is it so good?
Well, Ezekiel bread harkens from the Bible in those days, and it was actually a meal all in itself, in that the bread is baked, and it was supposed to sustain Ezekiel in the desert, and it is a complete food. That's how it's That's how the bread is sold, as a complete food. Now, I don't have time to make Ezekiel bread, but you can buy it by a wonderful company called Food for Life. And I find for people who have issues with digestion and certain foods like gluten, those sorts of intolerances, Ezekiel bread is a wonderful choice because it doesn't contain things that irritate the digestive system. But it is a complete food as far as protein, amino acids, fibers, essential fatty acids, and complex carbohydrates. And I tend to eat that, and I've turned a lot of people onto that, rather than regular bread. And it's heavier and more sustaining
mm-hmm.
than just a regular slice of bread.
You have some recipes, and I want to give out a couple of them because I think they are just awesome. You can eat clean, as you say, but it can be delicious. It doesn't have to, you don't have to have this vision of Rocky, you know, gulping down raw eggs. This is not what you have to do, folks.
Or eating cardboard for cereal.
Yes. Oh. Well, I mean, yeah. That's just terrible.
Yes.
Totally a turnoff. And I have read, you know, things about bodybuilders and the stuff that they eat, and I go, yeah, that would last for maybe a couple of days.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not what you're talking about. You're saying you can have delicious food, but it is understanding why it is going to work for your body, and that's what your book, Eat Clean, is all about. You have a wonderful recipe in here for sesame seared tuna with vegetable slaw. And the vegetable slaw, it's real simple, and you recommend using a food processor, and you can julienne each vegetable and, you know, put them aside,
mm-hmm.
and then you can combine the dressing in a bowl and add the vegetables and cilantro and let it rest for 30 minutes after you mix it. But this is how simple it is. The slaw, it's 2 carrots peeled, 2 parsnips peeled, 2 bell peppers, green and 2 red, 2 each, 2 green
yep.
peppers and 2 red bell peppers, 1 small sweet onion, 1 jalapeno peppered. Check on your seasoning for that one. You don't
yes.
want, you may or may not like it real spicy. And 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh cilantro. So all of that is just sliced, chopped, Cuisinart, whatever you want to use.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dressing is 1/2 cup of non-fat yogurt, 1/2 cup of rice vinegar, sea salt and white pepper, and seeds from 1/2 of a vanilla bean. And that's your dressing.
That's
you mix that up, put it in the bowl, and then toss in your fresh veggies. You've got that. The tuna, you need 1/2 cup of white sesame seeds, 1/2 cup of black sesame seeds, 1 tablespoon of wasabi powder, and 1 tablespoon of sesame oil. And then you have 2 pieces of tuna loin, about 8 ounces each. Cut them in 1/2. And you mix your seeds and wasabi in a bowl, seasoned with a salt and pepper. And this is so fast. A large
yeah.
nonstick skillet pan, put it on high heat, coat it with cooking spray, drizzle in a little bit of the oil, salt the tuna lightly, then coat with a sesame wasabi mixture. Turn your heat down to medium. Sear the tuna until it's lightly browned. You don't cook the tuna until it's cooked.
That's right.
Just lightly browned. And it's about 2 minutes. Flip to 2 minutes more on the other side. Remove from heat and let it rest for a few minutes. And then this is enough to serve 4 people. And you just slice your tuna, put it on your plates, and then you've got this delicious slaw. What a wonderful, wonderful meal.
I hope people are taking notes and running out and getting their tuna going. For the cookbook, Donna, I've tried to be very generous to all styles of eating and represent those styles of eating with various recipes, including vegetarian-based, gluten-free, wheat-free, egg-free, whatever your fancy. I've tried very hard. Even I've included some recipes from our Aboriginal peoples, our First Nation peoples, and I'm really excited about that because so many of us are really broadening our tastes and expanding our horizons, and I want to represent everyone fairly, so I think it's going to be a great ride. I'm really looking forward to the response about this book.
Oh, I'm so thrilled for you. Now, the book is The Eat Clean Diet.
Yes.
And actually, I think the word diet is a little bit unlike what you're really trying to convey here, because what you're trying to say is you can have delicious food, you can be trim, you can be healthy, and you just need to look at things a little bit differently. You have all kinds of recommendations in here, even for kids, and how they can eat well and be healthy because they're growing. They really need a lot of nutrition. They need to be encouraged to be active. There's just all of this wonderful information that you have in your book, and I know that it's on Amazon. What tip would you like to leave with my audience before we run out of time? What would you like to say to them for them to hold in their minds as thought? If they're battling the bulge, what do you want them to remember?
Well, they can visit the Eat Clean Diet website for motivational and inspirational stories about folks who have lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
They can read Oxygen magazine. My column is called Raise the Bar, and that helps them get going on kicking themselves in the right direction. But my biggest wish for folks who are listening today is don't wait another minute. Don't count yourself last on the list of things to do. Begin now. Put yourself first and believe just for one moment that this could be your very, very best life. And all it would take is simply what you are putting in your mouth, what you have on your plate. 80% of how we look and how we feel has to do with what we eat. So I invite folks to really believe that this is the last time they're going to have to yo-yo diet or try anything crazy, and learn how to eat once and for all for life and have lifelong results. I started eating this way 8 years ago, and I've kept my weight the same. I've kept the weight off. It's not a struggle. I finally have control over my food.
And you're enjoying your life, and you look absolutely wonderful.
I'm having a ball.
I can see why that lady just stopped her cart and looked at you. And I think it's wonderful for a mature woman to show others that they don't have to worry about losing weight in such a way, in such a manner, that the body does not have a way of dealing with the elasticity of their skin. They can look beautiful. Men can look handsome. They're not going to have to go in for plastic surgery.
Right.
It's a lifestyle change. My guest today has been Tosca Reno. Her book is The Eat Clean Diet. She also has this cookbook that is coming out. You can go to her website, eatcleandiet.com, and you'll find all kinds of wonderful information. Tosca, thanks ever so much for being with me. Again, for those of you listening, The Eat Clean Diet, and it is the eatcleandiet.com. She's got all kinds of good information from other people, and you can go in there and read it. It's time to invest in yourself. It's time to invest in your wellness. This is easy to do. Thanks,
yeah.
Tosca. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Donna. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. This is Donna Sebo. We are going to be taking a break for just a moment. When we come back, well, we've got more good things to share with you, so don't you go away.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss, book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. and the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, broadcasting live from San Francisco. And the reason I'm in San Francisco today is that I'm getting ready to set up tomorrow for the Wisdom Festival that's coming up this Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to be a speaker on Saturday evening, and this festival is being held at the Fort Mason Center in downtown San Francisco. And if you'd like to get all of the details, should you be in this area and would like to find out what's happening, we've got speakers coming in from all over the country. Wonderful event. Go to wisdomfestival.com. It's this Saturday and Sunday, and again, I'm going to be in booth 113, and I will be speaking Saturday evening, so I hope to see you there. Come by the booth and say hello. I'd love to meet you. Donna Sebo here. By the way, phone lines are now open. If you would like to chat with me, let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. All you have to do is call in to one of these telephone numbers. In the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And for everyone else, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now, when you call in, all I need is your first name or your initial. Then I'll give you my mental impressions, and after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. And after that, then we'll take whoever else wants to call in. Again, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. And if you're a first-time listener, I'm so delighted that you were able to be with me today. I do know that we had a power outage, and so my program, I wanted to mention to you, my program with Brian Alaspa, where we were going to be talking on Tuesday about the ghosts of St. Louis. Well, because we didn't have any power and there's no control over that, we have rescheduled him for the month of October. Now, we are going to be having a wonderful gentleman tomorrow, Ron Willingham. We're going to be talking about the 10 laws of wealth and abundance. This is going to be, I think, just a wonderful, wonderful program, so I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. And then next week, we're going to be talking with Stephanie Alexander. We're going to be talking about what women can do to protect themselves. She has a wonderful website called Women Savers, and we're going to be discussing some interesting topics. Then we're going to be talking about the history of income tax. Ah, yes, something that all of us have to deal with at one time or another, and usually it's every day we have to deal with it on one level or another. William Federer is going to be my guest. This man is a historian, and the history of the income tax is fascinating. Then we're going to be talking about PSI spies, PSI spies, true stories about American psychic warfare. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have had an involvement in that for many, many years. And then Renaissance woman Linda S. Balby is going to be my guest, and this is about the history of women, and it is about the Renaissance woman. We don't often hear about that, and this is a professor, a psychiatrist that decided to do some research, and boy, did she come up with some interesting information. So we have a wonderful, wonderful lineup of guests for you. Tell your friends, and if ever you want to be sure about the guests and who's going to be coming on the Donna Sebo Show, go into the BBS website, and you will find all of that information listing there. Okay, let me share with you a poem by Mari Ori. You know, traveling down into California from the Pacific Northwest, fall, the image of fall is starting to present its color all around us. And usually we don't have it as dramatically in color spectrum as it is on the East Coast, just because of the weather differences. But Mari Ori wrote this delightful poem, and I've got this incredible photograph of these magnificent trees that have just all lost their leaves. It's just an incredible photograph with the light, the golden rays of a fall sun going through all of the branches of the trees. And this is how it reads. A carpet of gold, a sky painted blue, a darkened forest, a bit of light shining through. Lavender morning glories against a wall. Yesterday, it was summer. Today, it is fall. And that is so true. I've just been seeing the changes of colors as we've come through the mountains. And you can feel it in the air. You can smell it. Fall is one of my favorite seasons of the years just because of the wonderful feel that it has. Donna Sebo here. Give me a call if you'd like to chat. Let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Telephone numbers 877-876-5227 for those of you in the U.S. or Canadians, 888-815-9756, and for everyone else, 530-876-3222. Well, remember earlier this week I was sharing with you your Native American totems? Yes. Depending on when you were born, there are totems. And I shared the totems, the three totems for March 21st, for April 19th, for April 20th to May 20th. That was the beaver. The first one is the hawk. May 21st to June 20th was the deer. Well, I'm going to give you three more. This one is about the period if you were born between June 21st to June 22nd. Your animal totem is the woodpecker. Oh, what a phenomenal bird that is. Well, I know we've got a caller, so let me go to the caller first, and then I'll give you the rest of the information of three additional totems that will take us all the way through to September. Caller, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. My name is Mark. I'm calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Albuquerque. Oh, my goodness. That is an area of country that is growing like a weed.
Yes, it's beautiful here today, right now.
Oh, New Mexico is just an incredible state. And Albuquerque is just hustle and bustle all the way around.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, you know, that's just what happens. That's what happens when something is just so good and people say, I want some of that.
But I wanted to thank you for the poem you just read. That was quite beautiful.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mark. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
That was very succinct. Didn't have to go with a lot of words there.
Isn't it wonderful what people can do with words?
Oh, and it is so wonderful. It's and what you do with words is pretty nice, too, Donna.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you very much. Now let's get down to business with you.
Sure.
First thing that I am looking at is I am getting this sinking feeling with you right in my solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what this is telling me is that you need to pay attention to your gut level. This has to do with intuition. You've got a number of interactions with different people that have been going on for the last 6 months. There's negotiations, there's all kinds of clarity, there's all kinds of different things that have been happening, and you haven't been trusting this part of yourself like you should. It seems to be your barometer, your intuitive barometer, and when you listen to it, you need to really get to trust it. When you listen to it and you stand back or stand down from a situation, letting others speak or, you know, promote whatever they want to promote, you do well, because then you find out if someone has an ulterior motive, and that then gives you the opportunity to be able to withdraw, and that is very good. Learning how to withdraw gracefully from situations and environments you do not want to be in, it's going to be a skill other people are going to be admiring you for. I think you're a natural diplomat. But again, you need to have this harmony with your intuition so that you become aware. Listen to what your body responses are, because that sinking feeling right in the middle of the gut, it's just like someone goes, whoosh. It's just a real odd. I know when I get it, sometimes it's stimulated by something that could be a challenge. It's just something you need to pay attention to. Learn to read it correctly. And you will not have to be too concerned about your negotiating capabilities. Just trust your own intuitive perceptiveness. And if you do that, One, you're going to have a finalization and completion with a contract that's going to be very favorable to you, and it will involve an investment of money. Two, you are going to be able to do the trips overseas and also one to South America. Remember when you travel, though, to take care of yourself and do get your rest. If you don't, you're not going to fare very well. And three, I want you to finish your book. You've got actually six books that I think you're going to be publishing. But you need to start a particular one right now, and it's as if this is a book for memory. It is a book where you want to honor someone or you want to honor a concept and an idea. And brainstorm with a couple of people that believe in what you are wanting to express, and they may give you some very good creative perspectives that will serve you very, very well. What question do you have for me today, Mark?
Oh, none. That was pretty spot on, except for I live by my intuition, so, you know, your advice is spot on there. It's just I don't get a sinking feeling because my heart is full of love. So I use discernment with that love to understand when things are not with the flow, that interrupt the flow that is all around us.
Mm-hmm.
And when I intuit that, I know to be aware, not to fear, and not to beware, but be aware of what's going on. And it has served me quite well as far as the past 6 months. Very, very upheaval, a complete change in my life. I had a spiritual awakening on February 12th, and I've spent the last 6 months confirming and validating through myself and through synchronicity and from outside sources that what I was given was truly from source and not from my ego.
Mm-hmm.
And I have declared myself. I am Mark Seebach, and it's okay with my last name.
Mm-hmm.
I am Yellow Lightning Warrior. This is my glyph of the Mayan characters. I am a spiritual master, and I am an emissary of the light of creation. And I also have a show on Tuesdays on the PBS
Network. Oh, well, how wonderful. How very nice of you to call in.
Yes, but I've dropped in on occasion, and I really enjoy your show. And I want the callers to call in to get a reading because most people are looking and seeking that direction. And they really should call you among so many hosts on BBS to help with the direction, not to be told what to do, but to look within themselves and help and have the host help them find their next step on the path that is truly theirs. And
well, I
thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, Mark, it's a delight. And I'm so pleased that you've had the experience that you've had. Let me make a correction in the
okay.
way I expressed myself. I use the term a sinking feeling. I should have used a term like an energy punch.
Oh, yeah.
Because words are important. And I called it a sinking feeling because it reminds me of how I felt once when I was up in a glider and they let go of the rope. You know, they release the glider into the air and
Absolutely.
Then the glider sort of drops and your stomach just does a strange something. And it's not a sinking feeling like a negative. It's the feeling, it's like the body's going through an adjustment. But it's right in the solar plexus area.
Oh, yes.
So I know you understand what it is, but I thought I would clarify that for my listeners.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you so much for doing that. I mean, truly.
Because I think that is important. It's like an energy punch.
Okay.
That's a better combination of words to use.
Well, and I'm sure you're feeling my energy. And it's very powerful. It's 24/7. So to get an energy punch is like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Mark, it's very gracious of you to call in. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you for having your show, and keep up the good work.
Well, I love doing it.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye, and best success with your program as well.
Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. This is Donna Seebach. We're going to be taking a break. Don't go away now. More good things to share, and I'm going to tell you about that woodpecker totem, too, so we'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hello, this is Donna Sebo. Okay, I had promised that I was going to give you the totems. Now, if you were born from June 21st to July 22nd, your animal totem is the woodpecker. Now, this is a phenomenal bird, and in American Indian culture, it's considered a very special characterization because woodpeckers in the wild are really very nurturing, devoted, and they are emotionally connected to everything that's around them. So typically, people that are born during that time frame, they usually make fabulous parents, very good friends. They're empathetic, intuitive, probably very psychic, because it's the same stuff, right? When it comes to what others are feeling, and woodpeckers also have imagination. Now, would you have thought of that about the woodpecker? No, you probably are just thinking about that stuff that they do on the trees. Well, there's a lot more to our creatures that live around us than what we imagine, and usually the Native Americans pay attention to that. Well, we've got a caller. I'm going to be going to Salmon, which is July 23rd and August 22nd, but that'll be after this next caller. Welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. My name's Kimberly, and I'm from Chesapeake, Virginia.
Hi, Kimberly. Chesapeake, that's where my husband was born.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's one. His family has been there for a number of years. Many of them have moved to the Carolinas. But Chesapeake,
wow.
He knows that backwards and forwards. That's his home base. That's where he grew up.
Wow.
Yes, yeah, small world, isn't it?
It is.
Well, Kimberly, let's get down to business with you. First thing, Kimberly, I want you to get rid of the sadness. There is something here that is like a little cloud that seems to float around you. And whenever things are sort of going into a slow momentum or what you might describe as a slump, it's like this little cloud comes along and I see it just raining on you a little bit. It doesn't drown you. It just soaks you a little with its tears. And I want to say the past needs to be used as leverage. I want you, instead of going down memory lane with a sense of sadness, I want you to bring the memories out into the open. I want you to look at them and realize that without your challenges, you couldn't be the person you are today. And I know you've got some challenges that are facing you right at this moment, but for some reason, it's so important to air out the past. And you don't have to do this with anybody else. It's just between you and God. That's it. And you can just air it out, whether you write it, maybe you draw some things, but you need to be able to express yourself in a way that enables you to feel as if you understand the lessons that have been learned. You don't need to repeat them, but you need to be unafraid or limited by the memories. the person you are today has come about because of what you have lived through and experienced. But you take what you want from that experience and dump the rest. So you are going through a year that I would call a cleansing year. And you may find yourself in various situations where your mind's button is pushed for the memory banks of the past, and you go, oh no, I don't want to have this happen to me again, feeling come in. And you need to be able to look at that feeling, go through the experience, and then say to yourself, that was then, this is now. I don't have to be stuck with this perception, but I'll use it for understanding. And then you get rid of the feeling, the concern, and you move on. You're making some big breakthroughs towards the end of this year, but especially in 2008. So as I said, this is a cleansing year for you. And it seems to be more on the emotional mind level. And then it's following through in other demonstrations around you physically because of the actions that you're taking. But I really would think you are one of these people that has an insight into others that's so astute that when you put it to work, you could easily be an outstanding counselor, you could be a teacher, you could be a person that has this interaction with people, and you will have joy in everything that you do, and you will not take on anybody else's garbage because you will have learned from the past. And this is something that you have worked towards for a long, long time, and I want you to know you're very, very close to achieving what you've set out to do. Do you have a question for me today?
Yes, I think basically in all that you're hitting on, it makes a lot of sense to what I'm going through right now. Right now, it's the whole thing of everything just falls apart. Nothing can work or happen, so everything can just fall into place. Example, I'm a real estate agent, which I've been told that's not what I'm going to keep doing. I'm going to be doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. but I have a closing that needs to happen here, you know, because we've got the electric bill that's coming due, the car, you know, all of it, and it's all like right at the last minute. And this closing should have happened weeks ago. But I know there's a lesson there, and it's just really hard for me to kind of grasp and understand.
Okay, what I want you to do, I want you to stop focusing on what you don't have. I want you to just accept that this closing is going to be smooth as silk. And you let the universe do its work. You do what you need to do. Be your gracious self. Then get about working on something else.
Okay.
I want you to shift your focus a little bit. Now, it doesn't mean you drop your attentiveness to what you're doing. You must pay attention to the details of your responsibilities, which you do.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening is that you're focusing so intently on what is not working, what is not happening right now. I want you to know, once you've done everything you can do on this real estate situation, you just pay attention, do your follow-up, and then get yourself into another project right away.
Okay.
Get busy. Now, I'll tell you something. I think that this is a wonderful learning environment for you. And believe it or not, I think, though I would concur that being a realtor isn't going to be your total passion in the coming years, you have got a wonderful opportunity right now to understand more about how to utilize real estate for investment. You've got a lot of things in the environment of where you are right now that you can cultivate and can utilize. So I want to pat you on the back, and I want you to get up and look at your life with joy and say, what a wonderful opportunity I have, because I'm going to be meeting people that have needs, and I'm going to be able to find what they need for them.
Okay.
Am I making sense to you?
You are.
Wonderful.
A lot of sense.
But I want you to have that joy in you. I'm sorry, hon, I'm out of time. I'm going to have to go.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You are so welcome, and have a fabulous fall there in Chesapeake. It's going to be just beautiful.
It is. I think we're going to have a great fall.
Yes, you are. This is Donna Sebo. Bye-bye, dear. Kimberly has to go. I'm going to have to go, and you know what? I'll have to get the information about the totems to you. I'll have to do the rest of this tomorrow. So So this is Donna Sebo, live from San Francisco, California, beautiful city where just about everything is available. And we're going to be talking with you tomorrow live from the same place, same time, same space. God bless. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.